Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Celine Dion. I have a confession. I like Celine. I like her music. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we have a great visit with our good friend Chad Moutre. Chad's chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org. I encourage you to check it out, and you'll find their first quarter outlook, which is outstanding. Good news all around. Chad, thanks again for being here. A couple of questions on the tax. I want to come back to the tax for a minute. Do a lot of your members have offshore profits that they'd like to repatriate if they could get the abatement of that? Is that a big deal to your folks? It is, isn't it?
Of course. I mean, I believe it's well over $2 trillion of money that's sitting offshore that if they were to bring it back into the United States, obviously
what would that do? What do you think that would do? What would that money? See, I like the idea of repatriating that money and it being forgiven. But is it going to come with strings? And if not, what would that money go to actually help Main Street, or would it just go to? Would they hoard that and buy back stock with it?
Well, I know what's not going to happen right now. As long as that we aren't able to bring it back into the United States, those investment dollars are going to be made abroad. And I've heard many of our CEOs say that you know, if there is a new opportunity abroad, that's what that cash is going to be used for.
Right.
And so I think what repatriation does is it allows some of those dollars to be plowed back into the United States into new investments, hopefully hiring more workers and making more capital.
Wouldn't that also tend to bring some of those jobs back here?
It could.
They're not going to be new jobs.
To the extent that you're making those investments in the U.S. and that's adding jobs, yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, what I'm saying is they're not going to add new jobs just because there's money coming back. They're going to add new bringing the money back is going to bring jobs back, right?
If you're building more plants and adding more production, yes, you would add more jobs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The caution there, the reason why I'm hedging on my answer a little bit is keep in mind that the production is abroad for many reasons, and sometimes I think there's sometimes a bit of an overhyping to the notion that all these jobs are coming back. And certainly we want to make more in the United States, and we want to have more workers in the United States. But there also are legitimate reasons why companies locate abroad, and part of it is that they want to be closer to their customers, too.
Right, or the supply chain.
And their supply chain.
Yeah.
So that was the only reason why I was hedging on my answer there.
No, that makes sense.
In general, though, yeah, you're right. We want those dollars plowed back into the United States.
They're not going to move illogical jobs. They're not going to make illogical decisions to move manufacturing jobs from Europe back to the United States just for some nationalistic reason. They're not going to do that. But there may be financial reasons why jobs that could be done in America are being done abroad because our tax base is upside down.
And that's really where tax reform comes in.
So,
you know, repatriation is one part of it, right? But we need comprehensive business tax reform, as we mentioned in the first segment, that brings those marginal tax rates down. You move into a territorial system for the corporate side.
And folks, when Chad says business tax reform, one of the things he means is not doing tax reform that puts sub-S corporations into a bind, gets them upside down with the business tax and a corporate tax and the personal tax. We don't want that to be upside down, right, Chad?
Yeah, we have about 90% of our membership that's small and medium-sized manufacturing, much like your listenership here. And they're paying. Most of them are LLCs and S corps, and they're paying at the individual
at the personal rate.
When we go up to the Hill and we talk about tax reform, we make sure people recognize that we're not just talking about corporate tax reform.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about making sure that there's some recognition of those pass-throughs as well.
Right. You don't want to have to pass through a sub-S income that if you were a C would be taxed at 20%, but because you're an S, it's going to be taxed at 39% because you're personal taxes. But
right.
Or even if they dropped... Well, the main thing is you want to have some some treatment of the business income at the level of the business tax, not causing it to. Well, you'd have actually wind up with two rates of income of tax, right, on the business income and on the personal income.
That is correct. That's correct.
So they if they drop the business, the corporate tax to 20%, and they drop the personal to 25% or something like that.
So yeah, I'm not sure where they're going on in terms of the current tax reform proposals, but you're right. That's what they're looking at doing.
And I appreciate you guys keeping that voice going, that message going up there. We count on you guys to try to install some insanity up there in this tax reform. Hey Chad, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Keep up the good work. Chad Moutray, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.